Hello, Radio Tux listeners. This is Uli from CBIT again. With me now, Kevin McKean from Spiceworks. Hello, Kevin.
How are you today?
Okay. Kevin, as I just get informed from your colleague, you offer a free IT management software for small and mid-caps.
Correct.
So, as we all know, there is no free lunch. How do you finance that?
So we actually have a fully free product, and it is subsidized by advertisements from high-tech companies like HP, Cisco, Dell. So this is subsidized through the advertising and marketing budgets of your high-tech companies.
Okay. And as I also get informed from your colleague, it can manage up to 500 users or desktops?
Actually, we've raised the limit to 1,000 devices as of December, but we have many users, probably 4,000 installations now that are over 1,000 devices. But the vast majority of our install base is 1 to 1,000 devices.
Okay. But there, as far as I know, there is already a free and open source monitoring system called Nagios. Why should I now take Spiceworks?
Sure. So Nagios is a very specific application level monitoring, and it's hard to set up. It's pretty complicated, and it spits out a lot of detailed information that the typical IT pro can't consume. Spiceworks is a very simplistic approach. It manages all things across the network, from desktops to servers, not just applications, and it's a very consumable view.
And it's also, hi, Jay Hallberg here. I'm a co-founder and VP Marketing. It's also very broad. So our goal was to provide pieces of functionality across the entire workday. So there's a help desk, the inventory, monitoring, reporting, a network map. So it's a little bit of everything. And we find for most people, going broad is a great place to start, and then they can worry about going very deep later.
And well, integrate something like Nagios in if we don't do enough deep monitoring.
Okay, that's right. Well, broad is nice to have, but on the other hand, don't you think you may be overwhelmed, the sysadmin, with all that information? So as far as I have seen from your brochure here, you can monitor nearly everything up to the level of ink into your printer.
That's right. And so, like anything, you can go as deep into that as you like. And so the nice thing is, some people will only use the help desk. Some people will only monitor SQL servers. So whichever end of that spectrum, Spiceworks provides the capability.
And the thing that we've done differently from any other product out there is we've modeled it after consumer products like iTunes. Very easy to use, very consumable for the user, so they can process the data easily.
Intuitive,
right? Most of the tools that are out there today are very cryptic, and the UIs are very hard to use. And so that's a big difference from our product to others.
Okay. As we are running out of time a little bit, last question. I allege that is your first visit here in Hannover.
Oh, it is, yes.
It is. And how do you feel here? What are your impressions and expectations on CBIT?
It's been fantastic for us, and candidly, I heard it was big, but I had no idea.
It's huge.
How big? It's absolutely stunning, the size of this event. And in America, we're used to big events, and this is incredible. Yeah. And but what's most exciting for us is half of the people who stop by are Spiceworks users, and they come to thank us and have feature ideas, and so to meet them personally is great. And then we also get a chance to talk to the advertisers as well. Yeah, so it's a very good meeting spot.
Well, as I heard this morning, CBIT was already declared more or less death, but for that man, a lot of life.
Yeah.
That's right.
No public viewing.
Yeah.
I think it's not hard to imagine that you need a lot of manpower, a lot of help from the community. So what could the community do for you to bring you further to the point you want to go?
The first and foremost, most of our growth is fueled by users telling other IT professionals. So as long as they keep spreading the word, the Spiceworks community grows. And then beyond that, their participation in the community is really the fuel that provides all of that knowledge. That's the second thing. So
and features.
More users and the feature requests.
Yeah, they vote up what they want us to build next. So the way we make the product better for them is their continued feedback. And voting what we should build, and that's a key part of how the product has become what's valuable to them, is through their input.
Okay. And you have, of course, a mailing list. Where can I find it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, digital mailing, right?
To get the Spiceworks updates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you on it. Yeah.
Can I add you to that?
If you give us your business card, or you can go to spiceworks.com and we can register from there.
Okay, you heard it out there, hackers. Go to spiceworks.com and ask what you can do for them. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Yeah.
Thank you. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Have a nice day in and over. Bye.
Bye.